Okay, good evening. Tonight's topic is the second half of when does a kata mean it serves to the minion. So page 156 says the Shulchan Aruch in 22. Actually, sorry, I apologize. We ended with source 21. The Beis Yosef says, not so simple. He says, mashma, because of this seemingly contradictory, different Brisa slash Mishnayas, about what defines a gadol, says the Beis Yosef in 21, Shimlo hevi shtei sarot, eina mashli minyan afilu gadol. Meaning, even if a person is hit age 13, but they haven't had the physical sign of maturation, says the Beis Yosef, not good. Ad shiotziu rosh notav, shajit barashu saris. However, he's already finished rosh notav, and he never had the physical maturation, then he's a saris, in which case there's a different category altogether. Therefore, what do we do about defining the definition of a gadol? Because you need the age. What about the physical maturation? How does that play in? So the ma'aseh comes on Shulchan Aruch in 22 and says, listen, very simple. In lehevi shtei sarot, the person did not bring the two hairs, pubic hairs. Afil hu gadol b'shanim. This is posuk the halacha. Dino kikatan. He's a minor. Ad shiutzu rosh rotav shav yidbarer shuhu saris. Comes on Ramah and says, come on. Emiu, aim a doctor gim the sarot. We're not starting to, look up hairs. Chazaka is 50%. The rove of boys who hit 13 have the simanim. That's sufficient. Rove, we paskin according to rove. That's his achay rabim. That's his parsha, right? Machzikin oto gigado for omrim the inyan zemistama hevish deserot. So we don't need to do any rabbinic checks to define, to make sure that there's no sarakon the Ramah. So we see, and that's, people don't realize this, the Sfarim actually machmer on this. That's what I heard once. Right? The machmer, you have to be able to ascertain. I guess you have some, maybe Sfarim, they grow beards when they're like 11, so it's not such a question anymore. I don't know, right? So maybe, right? It appears that there's a machlagah between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Ramah appears to be Meko. Okay, that appears. By the way, I should say something. This is not okay. This is not a chazaka of 51%. This is a chazaka rabba, I believe, meaning 90%. I don't know what the exact chazaka rabba means from a statistical perspective, but there's not all chazakas are created equally. There's a chazaka of rove, and there's a chazaka. He says this, I believe, is a chazaka rabba. For chazaka rabba, it's even more than a regular chazaka. Why in Yechazak Rabbah? I think that's a very lumdish thing. I don't remember any, exactly offhand. But anyways, that's the way it works. You could argue that when it comes to Doraisa, let's face it, in the modern world today, most things are minyan or Drabanans. Or you're saying Kaddish, you're saying, it's not, those aren't Doraisas. But what about for like Chalitza? Not that there's Chalitza today, right? Yibum, those are Doraisa acts. Maybe for those types of acts, will be more machmir, that we'll really want 13, and we'll want like real bar mitzvah. But the mindset today, most things that we do are not biblical anyways. So for sure there's reason to from my halakha perspective, to say, I must speak. We don't demand necessarily biblical. And that, I believe, is what the Mishnah Berurah says in 24. Ah, here we go. Linyan tefillah, it's Rabbanan. Even if you hold that the poskim holds tefillah doraita, to be tzarf asara, again, we're going to say that you saw the deva chazaka that you can rely on. And let's face it, even if you hold that tefillah is doraisa, not minyan. Minyan davening is not doraisa. Even if you hold that tefillah is minatora, but not minyan tefillah. I'm going to say the davening of the minyan is minatora, that's going to be hard to imagine. And maybe, so. And therefore, let's face it, 99% of all things we need from bar mitzvah boys today are minyan related. Maybe you want to be machmir and say you want to be parshat zachar. You don't want to have a... So we'll say that's why, by the way, there's a chumrah that you don't have a bar mitzvah boy. If it's bar mitzvah boy does not read zachar. You could be, maybe you want to be machmir because it has to do with the din of a milchama. Maybe the milchama is only for 20-year-old. Right? That's what some people say. Or some people say you shouldn't have a bar mitzvah boy do it because maybe it doesn't have shtei sarot. So we're machmir. Either way you spliced it, the minhag olam is not to have bar mitzvah boy if it's his parsha, not to do parsha zachar. But for those reasons, again, in the modern era, very hard to find in Doraita today, but that perhaps would be the closest thing, even though for that you could argue, that might not even apply itself. That might be the only thing. And by the way, you can rely on the app. Okay. I believe. Okay, that's basically it. Very good. Let's end there for today. That ends the sugya. Well done.